our main focus or issue at the moment is getting the right messages across to the people on Ambang. I think there's a lot of media outlets, radio, television, and on social media. There's a lot of information that is causing a lot of confusion on the island. Yeah, so our main focus is to try and make sense out of the whole decisions, nine-point decision that the government has just made.
What are the exact steps that the government has put in place? What are the dates that things will be happening, and what infrastructure will they be setting up on Maiwo?
They have dams of infrastructure. It's not very clear. The first decision made is that there's land being made available on Maiwo, and this is my understanding that this is not land that is will be purchased by government, but it's on a kind of goodwill agreement with the people of Maiwo to host communities from Ambai. And as far as infrastructure is concerned, my understanding is that there's some relief, some tents and stuff coming from NGOs and development partners that will be made available for those moving to Maiwo. As far as housing, permanent housing and that is concerned, I have not seen any documentation of such.
Will residents of Ambai have the choice to move to other islands, or will they have government support to do that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The decision made is that it won't be compulsory evacuation. People will have a choice either to move or to stay, or they have a choice to move to other islands if they so wish, but at their own cost. The government has provided a window of opportunity for those who want to go to Maiwo from the 1st of June until the end of July.
And are you aware of any of the reaction from communities on Maiwo to the news that they will be receiving all of these people from Ambai?
I haven't had any feedback directly. But I know from previous evacuation last year, in October last year, that communities in Maiwo were quite receptive to Ambai people going over. But that was for a short time. It was for like 3 weeks or so. This particular time, we're talking longer term. One of the issues that came out was the declaration by Kanama province about a couple of weeks ago. And the declaration was that, people from the most affected areas within Ambai, instead of moving to other islands, that they move within Ambai itself and move to the safe zone, and that essential services be provided to these communities within the safe zones, within Ambai. That is still on the card.
So many people in Ambai still think that they can move to the safe zones on Ambai and be provided with essential services, but that's incorrect.
Actually, at the moment, that has been going on for the last month. People have moved on their own to the safe zones within Ambai itself, and schools, communities have welcomed other members of communities and provided them with land to plant gardens and stuff. I think another issue that is currently the government has decided is to move some secondary schools from Ambai to other islands outside of Ambai. So that in itself is also causing, some stress among parents and students alike.